Hey, college kids. Welcome back to the Cool College Kid Collective. I'm your host, Angel the Kid. So I wanted to come on here. I was doing a little bit of research the other day, and I did this research based on the fact that I had watched a show on Netflix, and I don't know if any of you have heard about it, but it's called The Patriot Act by Hasan Minhaj. He's one of the correspondents and news correspondents from The Daily Show with Trevor Noah. And I've always found him funny. I'm so happy he got his show finally. It's college-based humor. Very informative, and it used, fact checkers and references and so on and so forth on a screen while you're watching the show whenever he's talking about any given subject. But one of the subjects that really grabbed me today, among all the other really important ones, such as healthcare and pharmaceutical price rising and detention centers for babies in the United States, the thing that really kind of hit me, obviously because we are the College Kid Collective, we're college age kids, was about student loans. Now, we've all heard of different student loan servicers like Sally Mae and Navient, and there's a couple other ones as well. And I was watching it, and I kind of knew that we were kind of dicked over with it when the Board of Education took over. Basically, the banks got paid off, and then the Board of Education took over all student loans. Well, then they pushed it out because that's a big job for all the people going to colleges in America. They outsourced it to loan servicers such as Sally Mae and Navient and so on and so forth. And the problem with that was these loan servicers were running rampant, and they really weren't trying to help you pay off your student loan, and they really kind of weren't under obligation either to do so. So people were getting screwed. And the reason why I keep saying Sally Mae and Navient is because those are the two that I previously had. Well, I had Sally Mae previously, and under all the lawsuits, somehow I got switched to another one and then to another one. And then I reconsolidated everything under Navient. Now, when they were talking about, one of the most corrupt and worst ones on the report on the Patriot Act report that was talking about one of the worst ones, I was like, please say Sally Mae. Please say Sally Mae. Because I swear that they have such a bad reputation. And if the rudest help, the people who call you on the phone, the representative, they are so rude. They make you feel so small. And they're just the worst. But they didn't say Sally Mae to my surprise. They said Navient. My heart broke. It literally broke in half. So I'm like, no, not another one. It doesn't matter who you switch to. If you can switch, they're all shit. They're like literally all shit. So I was just like, oh my God, what can I do? So I sat and I watched more, because I wanted to know what, if anything, I could do to make sure that I wasn't getting screwed over again. So, at the end of the show, basically, it said keep an eye on your student loans and to call your AG and of the state that you're in, that's your attorney general of whatever state that you're in. Right now, I'm in Alabama, and soon I'll be relocating, military relocation to Washington State. So I got it started here just so when I do move that, it could be it could travel with me in this show that I did take the initiative to get, some action taken if I'm being screwed over. So I got logged into my Navient account. I looked in, on how much is being paid off because I'm consistently paying. I haven't put it on auto pay yet because I haven't got a consistent enough pay to go ahead and do so. And it was pretty crazy that, the interest rates, they're kind of low. I wish they were a little bit lower, but I think that's what it's set through Congress. And it's very unfortunate because I feel like if you borrow something for somebody, you should definitely pay them back. No matter how much it is, no matter what it is, you should pay them back. If you owe something, you pay the person back and you clear your debt. But the thing is, when it comes to government or, you know, corporate business, when you owe something, you owe with interest. So you, and this is how they make money. Obviously, they don't just borrow out money and just get that money back. They want interest with it. And sometimes the interest is so overbearing and so hard that it's just like you feel constricted. You feel like, oh, because even though they're low, they add up. So I have one for like, or like a couple for like 4.2. And I think I have one for 3.5 and then another one for one. Or no, not one. It's, I think it was another 4.2 or 4.5. And I was like, okay, so those all add up. Regardless how it was, a $2,000 loan can turn into a $4,000 loan very quickly. You know, especially with like finance fees and pays and stuff like that. Taxes and fees. And it's just like, oh, it's really hard, college kids out here. And there are a few people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders and a few others that have been bringing this subject up about, you know, education simply. And I think it really came about when they put Betsy DeVos, that fucking crackpot, the millionaire crackpot debutante, in charge of the education for, you know, for the United States. And it's just like, the she isn't protecting any of us. She really doesn't care about any of us. Her last concern was putting guns in school to protect children against bears. She's basically the mainland version of that woman who was it? Oh, I forget her name. She's such a ditz too. I just totally forgot about her. Tina Fey played her on SNL. She's the one from Alaska. She talks like this. It's like weird woman. I'm sorry, guys. But yeah, so she basically already cut $9 million from the educational fund. And this primarily hurt and really like messed up like inner city schools. Like a lot of schools were closing down because that was the money that they were depending on. Now, we are a capitalist society, but if you go to a public school that is ran by a socialist thing, and so not all of the money comes from state, it comes from federal government. That's why it has so much bureaucracy and red tape to establish through regulations and so on and so forth to protect the children, to get the children what they need. But unfortunately, the government has been screwing the education for years. Whoever they put in charge is always finding some way to cut money from education, because I firmly believe, and this is just me with my tin hat on right now, I'm saying this, this is my personal opinion, I feel like a dumb voter is a better voter, because they don't know what they're voting on, and they vote on their emotions. When they vote on emotions, they make a dumb decision, and they end up fucking themselves in the end. And why would you want such an educated voter, right? Why would you want somebody who actually uses their critical thinking skills, one who actually looks at the facts, one who actually cares about others and their, you know, their issues that they actually might, you know, suffer from? Because as a society, when one suffers, all of us tend to suffer. You know what I mean? It's like a domino effect. When your neighbor is suffering, it's gonna fall onto you, and then from you to the next neighbor, and from them the next neighbor. It's like a domino effect. You might not seem like it right now, but eventually it will get to you. It doesn't affect the rich people just yet, until the people who are less fortunate start to attack and fight back against those who have more than them, because it's something that was probably taken away from them in the first place. So it just, It bothers me so much that I see so many people fighting on behalf of billionaires and millionaires when they can really give a shit less about what we got going on in our daily lives. It's very unfortunate. But yeah, so Betsy DeVos, she's supposed to be there. She's supposed to be the liaison to help people who are students or young adults who are trying to go to school by lowering or trying to get, you know, the interest rates lower. They're so people can easily pay off their student loans, or not even easier, just be able to pay them off as well as live. Now, one of the stories on the show that I'm telling you about in the first place for the Patriot Act was this guy talking about, he was talking to someone on the phone from Navient, and he was like, listen, I'm going to ask you, can you lower my payments or I could be forced to live in a car? And in my truck, rather. And she's like, to be honest with you, I'm not telling you will have to live in your car, but you might have to live in your car. What type of person or business says that? Like, listen, you might not. We're not sure. But we're letting you know right now, we're not lowering a fucking penny for you. And that's kind of sad. That's like, what? Like, that's disheartening. Why would anybody want to go to college if you're trying to break the spirit of American youth and students? You're doing a real good job of it, because people are going to stop being able to go to college, or people are going to stop going to college in general. It's so competitive out there to try to get a student loan, or not a student loan. That's not competitive at all. You can get one of those almost anyway, right? But it's so competitive out there to try to get a scholarship or a grant. Everybody's trying to say, oh, well, if you worked harder and you tried to get a grant or you got a scholarship. I'm like, these things aren't even available. They're very skim, very little bit out. I mean, there's a lot out there, but they only accept the most dire cases. And even in the most dire cases, it's still hard. It comes to a point where I'm sorry guys, you're going to hear a little echo because I just switched into a different room because I'm trying to find my backpack, which is now somehow disappeared on me. But yeah, like, it's insane. Like, come on. We're all just trying to get our education. We're all just trying to be, you know, successful and productive people in society, but it just somehow seems like it just keeps pushing us back just a little bit more, making it just a little bit more difficult for you to succeed in life. Now, I'm not saying anything, the famous saying is, anything worth having is worth struggling and working hard for. And that's true. If you really want it, you're going to work hard for it. But it shouldn't be the point where you're working so hard for it that it kills you. It literally kills you. And then having something so messed up, mismanage your money or take advantage of you to where it's the point where you can't get out of that situation. And you become desperate and you become depressed and you become indebted more. Because you're simply trying to do the right thing, but the right thing is being held over you to a point where it's just suffocating. And unfortunately, predatorial student loan servicers, they do this a lot, and it is majorly because of the Board of Education. Whoever you set in the leadership for the Board of Education and stuff, and it goes the same thing with military when it comes to the VA. Whoever you set in charge of that, they kind, and whatever rules they get from the government is whatever they governed by, and a lot of times it ends up hurting the person that it's entailed and it's designed to protect. And that's bad. We need to have a checks and balance system on everything in our country, because it seems like corruption is so easy to come by. Unfortunately, a lot of people get caught in these webs of lies and deceit. I filled out my first student loan application after I got my Pell Grant, because I knew my Pell Grant wasn't enough and I was kind of like pressured into getting, and this was when I was like 19 or 18, I was pressured into getting it because they were like, well, your Pell Grant is not going to cover your full student, you know, your tuition. So you're going to go and probably need to get, unless you're going to be able to pay on your own, which I wasn't at the time. I had two rinky-dink jobs to get minimum wage. I was to live on and have my car to get back and forth to school and back and forth to work. And it was just like, I got pressured into it, but that pressure also came with this, oh, well, it's going to be great, and we're really here to help you to succeed your goal and your educational endeavors, and we're really here for you. And then after you get it, and this happened to me recently as well, they're just kind of like, oh, well, I mean, what do you want us to do? Like, you took out the loan. It's your fault. What do you want us to do? Pay us now. Pay us now. Pay us now. And it's just like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Where did all of this come from? You went from so compassionate and really caring about if I get my education and really excited for me to fuck you, pay me. And that was really hard to come to terms with. I mean, yeah, I guess I was being naive at the time, but I was so excited to get into school because I'm like, yeah, you know, I can pay my debt to society, you know, as far as being a decent person in society. And, you know, bet debt to the society is probably a harsh word. I wasn't in jail, but kind of felt like it, right? But I just felt so isolated at one point, and I didn't know what to do. I was, you know, and on top of that, I got married young, straight out of high school. And so now I'm dealing with actual adult responsibilities and bills, and I didn't have anyone on my side, you know, when it came to these people who are throwing big, large amounts of money loans at me that I never even got to see. And then they would switch different loans, loan people, and then they would try to force you into forbearance. Now, they were explaining forbearance, and I wish I had, this was available, this information was available to me a long time ago, because they made forbearance seem like not such a bad thing. My loan servicers. Now, on the Patriot Act show, he was saying, now, if you ask for a payoff, or not a payoff, if you ask for, what is it, income-based, that's what it is. It's called income-based. Now, if you ask for income-based payment plan, they'll try to force you onto forbearance. And what forbearance is basically saying, you don't have to pay anything now, sweetheart. We got you. But you're going to pay out your fucking ass later in taxes and fees and all of that. You're going to pay so much later that you're going to wish that you paid now. And if you were given that option and they tell you like that, you're going to be like, okay, I'm going to pay now, but I'm still going to need to be on that income based, you know, in order to pay you. They try to force you from that. And they specifically try that. They had on this show, they had actual people who used to work for these different companies. And they were like, yeah, we were in charge of deceitful practices. We were told as representatives of this company to basically tell people, hey, we think you should go on forbearance. And the reason why is because they're supposed to keep their calls down to 7 minutes. 7 minutes! A 7-minute phone call? That's like, this is something that your life depends on. This is important. This is expensive shit. You know, that you're going to have to pay off at one point in your life. At some point in your life. And it's just like, We are trying to keep it down to 7 minutes because we really just do not give a shit about your crap. Like, honestly, we can care less. And that's kind of fucked, right? Like, come on. Like, anybody could say that that's kind of fucked. And that's terrible business practices, but they're allowed to do these things. And they went so far as argued it in Supreme Court that they're allowed to do these things because they're just there to service the love. They're really not there to help you or help you navigate through getting this loan paid off. They're trying to get the maximum amount of money with the minimum amount of effort. So I urge any of you, if you have places like I said, Sallie Mae, which I don't even know if they still do it. If you have Clearwater, if you have Navient, any loan servicer, whatever your loan is serviced through, if you do have a student loan, make sure you check in on it. You look it up, you go online, you print out things, and then you contact your state's AG, that's your attorney general, and you ask them, can you take a look at this? Because I'm not 100% if I'm being fucked or not. Obviously, use better wordage than that, but I'm just saying to make it as dire as possible for you to understand how serious this is, because it can make a difference between you paying a $10,000 loan or a $40,000 loan. And that's being pretty, you know, extreme about it, but it could make the absolute difference. I just want all of us to be able to go to school, pay what we owe, and then get out here in the real world, make that money back, and live our lives. It's work hard for what you want. Really shoot for the stars. But don't allow someone to mistreat you, and don't allow someone to take advantage of you. Right? And we do that so much because we think people actually have our good, or they really have us, or, you know, or they have better judgment than us. And they have, I'm just so tongue-tied for words, guys, because I just lost my shit after watching the show. I was like, what? Like, my heart fell. But they don't have our best interests at heart all the time. And we want to believe that they do, but unfortunately, they just don't. And we have to be the person who looks out for us. I mean, if you're a parent who's of a child who is of age, who is going to college, check in for them. If you are a college age, adult age person like myself, do your own research. Don't let someone do it for you. And then go and get that help that you need and make them, be specific about what you need to do to help yourself. Because at the end of the day, you are in charge of you, and they will let you know that. They're not here to help you. They never were, and they never will be. And it's literally on the Navient site. We are not responsible or held liable for helping the loan holder, the person who has the loan. They are not under any obligation to help you. So just be smart, kiddos. Do what I'm doing now. I mean, I should have been doing it years ago, but, you know, I didn't really have the right and the most education that I needed, you know, the information I needed to go and do that. And also, pick up this book here called Peterson Scholarships, Grants, and Prizes. This one is the 2007 one. I believe they have an updated one. I have the updated one coming. It's a little bit updated. It's like 2010 though, so I wanted to look for one that was actually of this year or at least last year. A lot of these loans and grants and stuff in here are ongoing. They don't stop just with the year, but they have websites on them. They have phone numbers. They have their addresses.
emails, everything, so you can contact somebody to see if you might qualify for that loan, or not that loan, for that grant, that scholarship or prize for school. And a lot of times that check will be written out to you. Now you might have to do stuff like write an essay or read some type of requirements, which is natural, but yeah, go pick up this book and, you know, find some money for college. If you have to take out a loan, you have to. But and then if you can get the Pell Grant, the state Pell Grant, if you can, go for that first. Make the loan thing your last option, because as you can see, our government and the people that work for them don't tend to really take our best interests at heart. And with that, that is our show. If you would like to contribute to this podcast to keep it going, it really helps. I had to take out a second job to help forward my other businesses, prospects that I have going on. So I'm not on here as much as I would like. But when I do get information, I do want to get it out to you guys as quickly and as efficiently as I can. So if you can contribute, it'd be very helpful. And also we're putting together a scholarship grant type thing to help people, like, you know, trying to get into college, or who might need some extra money for college, some books or pens or even a small tuition, you know, payment. If we can help, that's what we're here for. We are here for our cool kids. We are here to help you try to get that education to further your educational career. I'm all about helping people. I'm a Cancer myself, so that's something that's really near and dear to my heart. So if you can, 99 cents is the lowest tier, and it would be greatly appreciated if you could donate. As well, check out all of the social media sites and come and join us. Ask questions on there, put comments on there, whatever you would like. Everything is in the description of the profile for Cool College Kid Collective. Once again, thank you very much for listening. Go out in the world, be decent human beings to each other, be decent in general, and we will talk to you later. Au revoir.